Chapter 20. And the litter, as they saw themselves suddenly jogging on again. But we took care not to tell them what had been the designs of the redoubtable Abu Ghosh. Away then we went. Victor was saved and her mistresses rescued from dangers they knew not of, until they were a long way out of the village. Did he intend insult or goodwill? Did Victor escape the odious chance of becoming Madame Abu Ghosh? Or did the mountain chief simply propose to be hospitable after his fashion? I think the latter was his desire. If the former had been his wish, a half dozen of his long guns could have been up with us in a minute, and had all our party at their mercy. But now, for the sake of the mere excitement, the incident was, I am sorry to say, rather a pleasant one than otherwise. Especially for a traveler who is in the happy condition of being able to sing before robbers, as is the case with the writer of the present. A little way out of the land of Goshen we came upon a long stretch of gardens and vineyards, slanting towards the setting sun, which illuminated numberless golden clusters of the most delicious grapes, of which we stopped and partook. Such grapes were never before tasted. Water so fresh as that which a countryman fetched for us from a well never sluiced parched throats before. It was the ride, the sun, and above all Abu Ghosh, who made that refreshment so sweet, and hereby I offer him my best thanks. Presently, in the midst of a most diabolical ravine, down which our horses went sliding, we heard the evening gun. It was fired from Jerusalem. The twilight is brief in this country, and in a few minutes the landscape was gray round about us, and the sky lighted up by 100,000 stars, which made the night beautiful. Under this superb canopy we rode for a couple of hours to our journey's end. The mountains round about us dark, lonely, and sad. The landscape as we saw it at night, it is not more cheerful in the daytime, the most solemn and forlorn I have ever seen. The feelings of almost terror with which, riding through the night, we approached this awful place, the center of the world's past and future history, have no need to be noted down here. The recollection of those sensations must remain with a man as long as his memory lasts, and he should think of them as often, perhaps, as he should talk of them little. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.